The Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans, come on the Robins.
We all follow the Robins wherever they may go.
This is the unofficial Robins Podcast. Remember to share, like, and subscribe. Now, here's your host, James the Captain Birdseye.
Hello and welcome to the unofficial Robins Podcast. I'm James the Captain Birdseye and we are live at Yate Town, the Jelf Stadium, for the FA Cup third qualifying round against Bracknell. So Yate Town against Bracknell Town. Really looking forward to this. We're going to be with you, of course, at half-time and full-time. But the team sheet's going to be announced very, very shortly. And we'll get that to you as soon as we get it. We have the team news for you, the starting 11. Number one is Ecott, 2, Jack Dean, 3, Burden, 4, Richards. But possibly he does appear to be injured. He's hobbling a bit in the warm-up there. So there are some thoughts that Max Herbert may be taking his place. 5, Dan Bayliss as captain. 6, Knight. 7, Gotha Braithwaite. 8, Ashley Lodge. Jordan Esprit at 9. Cook at number 10. And English at number 11. On the sub-bench, Joe Grant, Moore, Max Herbert, although we don't know about that at the moment, Mikhail Platt, Medford Smith, and Simon Grant at 21. This is the unofficial Robins Podcast. I'm here at Yate Football Club against Bracknell Town in the FA Cup. I'm with the wonderful Steve the Gaffer Witty. It's currently 0-0. And what's your thoughts so far? Down to one thing before I do say, it's down to 10 men. Yate Town have had a man sent off very early on for a very dangerous foul. But not really any shots on goal at all by Bracknell.
I'll say it as I see it, James. I've got 10 men for 40 minutes of the half, and we didn't manage to challenge their keeper once, not a single shot on target. For some unknown reason, we seem to almost be playing 6 men in midfield, no runners beyond the midfield, creating nothing, a lot of possession, but I've got to say, it's just flat. I think we've got to do something with the shape of the team. I think we've got to take 5 yards further forward on the pitch. And genuinely, we've got to make this extra man play. It's 0-0, so I should be relatively positive. But no, I thought a really poor half from Bracknell.
Yeah, and it just, as you say, flat was absolutely the word, really. I mean, yes, we had lots of possession there, but just completely agree with that. No real kind of chances made, and definitely no shots on goal, and the goalkeeper just wasn't tested at all. We're going to be back with you on the unofficial Robins at full time with a full time result. Thank you as always for listening to the unofficial Robins Podcast. The full time whistle has literally just gone here. And you might detect that we're in quite a good mood. A little bit brighter and more uplifted than at halftime. It is a win to Bracknell Town, 0-3. We are through to the next round in the FA Cup. I'm here with Steve the Gaffer Witty. Bit of a tough game, an exhausting game, I think, to watch.
Yeah, I would say for probably 70 minutes, quite a tepid watch, if I was honest. We weren't at our best, but last 20 minutes... Dan Bayliss sort of settled with a nice headed goal, and then from there a nice little finish from Jordan Esprit and Mikhail Platt rounds it off for 3-0. Yeah, look, we should have been beating that team down to 10 men. We were definitely the better team in terms of possession. Just a frustrating game. But look, last 20 minutes, much better.
Incredible result, really, in the last 20 minutes. And yeah, I mean, to go and see us put away comfortably three goals, a wonderful result, and just excited for the next round. It's so good, isn't it?
And that's the important thing. Whether it's 1-0 or whatever the case may be, it is a cup and it's through to the next round. And let's wait for that draw next week.
Come on, the Robins.
Right, here we are after the 3-0 victory for Bracknell through to the next round in the FA Cup. And I've got Joe Grant, who's back after, I think it's 13 months, is it, Joe?
Yeah, 13 months.
So what did it feel like then coming back onto the grass for Bracknell?
Oh, it's just absolutely surreal. I mean, I've been thinking about it every day since last September, really, to get in the FA Cup and be brought on with about 30 to go. It's just everything I've been wishing for the past year, and it feels surreal. I can't believe the day's here, but yeah, I'm over the moon.
Yeah, superb. And what sort of kept you going 13 months? There must have been some dark moments in that.
To be fair, with the people around me, it was a doddle. Do you know what I mean? Like, I have amazing boys here, amazing family. I had good physios. And like, to be honest, I don't think I really struggled mentally, which is so lucky, because I 100% imagine for a lot of people it's such a struggle. But to watch the boys winning every single game last year and just have such a great family within them, that they pushed me forward every day, and I enjoyed it. It was a great challenge, to be honest. So
yeah, superb. And of course, let's go to the game then. FA Cup today.
Yeah.
Okay. Who do you want in the next round, Joe? Come on.
Oh, I'd like Dorking play Seba.
Yeah. Well, Dorking's Seb scored today.
Yeah.
So and set one up in a 5-0 win. You'll be glad to hear.
That's fine. I'm sure Jack Dean with
him. Yeah, Jack Dean with him in his back pocket. Yeah, yeah. Well done today, genuinely, and delighted to have you back, mate. Well done.
Thank you very much. Cheers. I appreciate it.
Ciao.
Thank you.
Right, here I am after the game with Dan Bayliss, Bracknell Town captain, after our 3-0 win. And of course, Dan opened the scoring for us. How'd you find today's that game, Dan?
It was good. I think, to be completely honest, I think the red card helped them a little bit more, because they just sat with 10 behind the ball for you know, as soon as they went down to 10. But you know, we spoke about it at half time about how we need to be patient, just keep moving the ball. And make the most of set pieces, because we felt dangerous. You know, it's something we worked on training on Thursday, and you know, it come out good, didn't it?
So, yeah, exactly. And it was great to see the new manager's new result today. And of course, we had a certain young man come on for the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's I'm buzzing for him. Honestly, absolutely, but he deserves it. He's, you know, obviously he's been in with us over the last year, you know, doing his bits in the gym, doing all his rehab, and you know. Like I say, he deserves it massively, and you know, even putting a hell of a shift in as well. Didn't show out any tackles or anything. So, yeah, no, buzzing for him.
Well, I did like the way, I think he came and celebrated the second goal, but actually he had nothing to do with it. He jumped into the fans.
That's Joe Grant in a nutshell, isn't it? That's Joe Grant in a nutshell. No, he's brilliant.
So, brilliant. Who do you want in the next round then? Come on.
Notts County, Wrexham, one of the big ones.
Joe said Dorking. And he reckons Jack Dean will have Seb Bowerman in his pocket,
well,
he told me.
Seb scored today, so maybe don't fancy Dorking, but
Weymouth.
Oh, wait there. We've got Kane here. Kane, who did you want? Sorry, was that?
Weymouth in the next round.
Weymouth in the next round it is. Look, well done today. Well done, Bet. And great first goal. Well done, mate.
You.
Cheers. Bye.
Thank you for that. Well done today, Dan.
Yeah, it's the unofficial Robins podcast. I have got the wonderful Steve the Gaffer Witty with me this fine evening. How are you doing, Steve?
Yes, very well, James. How are you? Have you had a nice, restful Sunday, I hope?
Yes, it has been, actually. It has. It was a long drive yesterday. I'm, you know, there and back, I must admit, I was a little bit tired by the end of the day. I got back and quite a bit of problems on the motorway as well, so it's all but never mind. An amazing result, just fantastic.
And I think that's the important thing here, James, isn't it? Look, we got a result, we're through to the fourth qualifying round for the first time in 19 years, so come on you Robins.
19 years. And so I must say, I have had a little bit of a look. Am I right in saying that it's National League side next? Is that the level?
Yes.
Or is that still to come?
Yep, National League sides come in now. And for them, old school people, that means conference. Yeah, but they come in now. It's still regionalised, so it does mean that we'll get a Southern-based team. But
what about Weymouth?
Yeah. I think someone said that in one of the interviews on Saturday, didn't they?
Oh, did they?
I've got to say, the footballing gods do tend to throw up surprises like that. Let's just see. But I think from our perspective, on one side of it, I would like a nice big draw. On the other side of it, I'd love to get to the first round proper.
Well, exactly. It would be brilliant, wouldn't it, to get to first round proper, and what level is first round proper? Is that everybody?
That's league. So that'll be the division three teams coming in. So that'll be the league teams. I think it's division three and division two. I think sure it is. Yes, it is. But that's when match of the day and their cameras start rolling. And you can have our 15 minutes of fame, James.
Well, I think this would be good. I wonder if you and I could take over Match of the Day. Do you think we could do a bit of a better job than Lineker and et al?
I'm not sure. I think we've got faces for radio, myself.
I think got faces for radio. Yes, indeed. Yeah, no, that's very true. That's very true. Well, it's incredibly exciting. I mean, let's go and talk about the game, because, my goodness, there is a lot to talk about. I mean, obviously, we did sort of go through a bit at the full-time report, but, a game of two halves. Oh, it sounds awful to say. It's so corny, but it really was true.
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't mind starting by saying a thank you to the volunteers of Yate.
Lovely, yes.
I don't know if you felt the same yesterday. I thought they were really welcoming. What a lovely bunch. The efforts they put into the running of their club, you know, that little marquee behind the goal there, the golden goal. You know, even at the end, you know, I was walking out the ground and I must have had two or three of the stewards coming over and saying, well done, good luck for the next round. What a lovely group of people.
Yeah. And it's wonderful to see, you know, I mean, the vast majority of clubs that we go to, we get incredibly warm welcomes.
Yeah.
And it's so good to see. And we must make sure it's reciprocated at Bracknell. We really must, because, you know, it's important. Yeah.
Agreed. But let's get on to the game anyway. I think we all know the game was pretty much thrown on its head after 6 minutes, wasn't it? When it was, I think it was Carey Allen from Yates who not just upended Max Herbert, but he literally went through him. I think their keeper made the comment. He could have got two red cards for that, couldn't he?
And all credit to the keeper, to be fair. Their keeper was very much, no, that's not okay, you know.
Yeah, he totally agreed. It was a really tough challenge, and Max went flipping backwards as well. He could have been seriously hurt. So, a shame, you know. Yes, he went off. And I think then, you know, playing, what was it, the rest of the game from the sixth minute onwards with 10 men, it was always going to be a tall ask for Yates, if I'm honest. A real tall ask. But what I would say, I think we got our tactics wrong against 10 men. I thought the first half, and I think we mentioned it, didn't we, in the halftime report, it was pretty dire.
I felt there seemed to be no pressure in the final third. And we just didn't really connect. There wasn't the sort of the nice, attractive football that we're used to from Bracknell, really.
It felt wrong. You know, there we are against 10 men. We play ourselves with three midfielders. Cookie, who was the number 10, was picking up the ball off the defence, leaving Jordan Esprit sort of up top on his own. And he kept having to come deep as well to try and get the ball. We did try and spread the ball wide to our two wide men, including, I think it was Cameron English, who was the new boy on the pitch. And I've got to say that the two wide men were poor. Cameron didn't look fit, kept losing possession. and Gota as well. I don't know, he just wants to keep doing this magic stuff. Play it simple. You know, he wants that extra touch all the time. So I think there we were with a midfield sitting deep. We had lots of possession. We had nothing up top, and the two wide men just weren't in the game, and it ended up being a really frustrating first half.
I really felt in that half, although we had a lot of possession, I mean, the possession numbers, you know, I didn't look at them, but they must have been very high. I think we were lucky, actually. I really do. I haven't seen us play like that for a very, very long time. And particularly having the opportunity of 10 men, we just didn't take it, I felt.
Yeah, and you know, I know I heard Dan Bayliss's comments that said they had 10 men behind the ball, but if I'm honest, they weren't the greatest team in the world. We could have, you know, with a bit of width, with a bit of pressure, we didn't have a single shot on goal in the whole of the first half against 10 men. An appalling effort, if I'm honest. But look, as we say, I think we went on to the second half. 0-0, I think it was, wasn't it, at half-time?
It was, yeah.
And I think we got better once the subs were made.
They were a very good choice of substitution, weren't they? It did seem to change the whole dynamics, to be fair.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Mikel Platt and, of course, well, Joe Grant came on after sort of 15
wonderful
minutes.
To see him back. Absolutely wonderful. And my goodness, he was beaming, wasn't he? Great smiles. So pleased to be playing at this level again. Wonderful.
Yeah, and you know, you've just got to look at the lads, you know, 13 months out, and he came on, and in that 30 minutes, he didn't pull out of a single challenge. He didn't pull out of a single run. You know, you'd have almost expected him to take it a little bit gently, but he didn't. He went for it. And, you know, I think every supporter, every player is so delighted for him. And let's hope this now means that he'll stay fit, get a good run in the side, because he's a good player and he brings something to our side as well. So fingers crossed for him. Let's hope he now stays fit and we start seeing, you know, what Joe Grant can do for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
So got to that first time whistle. Well, we're just saying about the second half. And then, you know, we have those subs. And then something seemed to change, didn't it, really, in that sort of that fight in the sort of second half of the second
half.
Yeah.
I think it was the two subs. I think suddenly we had in Joe and Mikel a couple of willing runners. They seemed a little bit more direct, but it still took, you know, Dan Bayliss to really, I suppose, settle the nerves. We put them under a little bit of pressure. Got a good couple of corners, a couple of free kicks. Hadn't quite hit the mark up to that point. But then Cookie hit a delightful ball in from a corner. Dan Bayliss rose sort of unmarked and smashed it in.
Typical goal machine. You know, we missed him. We missed his big headers for a while.
It's about time. I think he owes us that goal.
He does, yes.
I've been very disappointed in him personally, myself. You know, I expect at least double figures out of him every season.
Oh, poor Dad. Poor Dad. No, he's done great. And it's wonderful to see him score for us, without a doubt.
Well, do you know what? I'm not sure if it's just the goal. I quite like his celebrations because he is a bit of a tart when he celebrates. You know, the old shooting in the air and the spinning and all this sort of side of it. He loves it. He knows where the camera is as well, Dad, doesn't he?
Good. Well, that's fantastic. I mean, you know me. I'm very shy and retiring, so I can't understand that at all. yeah, I don't have a best side. No, absolutely.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have the goal from Dan and then another.
Yeah, so it did take a little bit longer. You know, of course, after the goal, Yate did come out a little bit in sort of that last sort of 15 minutes or so a little bit and started to tire. And we started to see a couple of spaces coming behind him. And it wasn't surprised that, you know, a couple of breakaway goals right at the end there. I think I didn't realise it on the day, but I think it was Joe Grant who created the goal for Jordan Esprit, I think.
Oh, he assist, okay.
I wasn't sure because I was a bit surprised that he came running over Joe and was celebrating with us. I thought, but what did you do? But I've been told since that he might have actually been his ball across that sort of released Jordan Esprit for a lovely finish. And then, of course, in the 95th minute, Jordan puts it on a plate for Mikael Platt. You know, I think I could have scored that. Not that I would have got to the position of actually scoring it. But I think I could have had a good go. Mikael knocked it in. And 3-0.
Wonderful.
Off to Wembley. Didn't feel like we probably deserved 3-0. But look, I shouldn't be negative because fact is, we're through. It's the first win for our new management team.
It is. And it's about results. It's about results. Yeah. And a huge congratulations to everybody at the club. You know, we know these things don't just happen. It's a lot of hard work from everyone behind the scenes. And yeah, everyone should be really, really proud of how well we're doing in this competition. And yeah, and of course, we've got the FA Trophy as well coming up on...
Canby Island, of all places to go to.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm staying there, which would be nice. I thought
I was going to stay over, are you?
Yes. Yeah. Thought I would go and get my bucket and spade. So that's
right. Okay. Any time it's near the seaside, you need to get your bucket and spade.
Well, exactly. And of course, you'll be able to hear all about Canby Island and all the necessary details from Paul and Sarah on the podcast. It might be Sarah without an H as well. She might be doing a little turn again. But do check that out. Do check out the podcast. It's wonderful. On Podcast Away Days, our sort of sister podcast. I think that's the way to put it, isn't it? Sister podcast?
Yeah, sister podcast. Exactly that. Exactly that. So I think there's I think the draw for the next round, I think, is tomorrow about 3:15. I think it's live on TalkSport 2 for those of you who want to listen in.
That would be absolutely amazing. I will well and truly be listening to that. And check out obviously all the socials on Unofficial Robins. As soon as we get that, we'll be putting them up on the socials as well. And we're going to be back with you after the game of Canby Island. Just exciting. Very, very exciting to be a Robins fan as always. Now, one thing I was going to say, I always say, please do kindly like, subscribe and share the podcast with everyone you know, because that really helps us. But also, please do tell all your friends about Bracknell Town as well, because we love to have people along and love to get all those numbers up, eh?
Well, I think the more likes, the better, I think. And, we've got the unofficial Facebook page. We've got the unofficial WhatsApp group. We just love feedback. We love engaging, and we like the idea that, you know, what we say here is hopefully reflective of the fans' opinions. And that's what we're here for. Just to really sort of, give the fans impression of what's happened every day.
Have we got the unofficial man of the match yet? Does that come out, or is that?
Well, I think at the moment we've got two candidates at the moment. I think Dan Bayliss is leading,
right?
But I think there's a few voting with their hearts with Joe Grant, which I can understand. So I've got a funny feeling though it probably will be Dan. We'll leave it till tomorrow to see if we get any more votes.
Wonderful.
One goal and a pretty strong captain's performance. I'd be surprised if he doesn't pick it up.
Well, Steve, thank you so much as always. Really, really appreciate it. So insightful. It's absolutely brilliant. We're going to be back with you on Monday, so after the Canby Island game in the FA Trophy. But please, until then, kindly like, subscribe and share. And get involved in the unofficial Robins podcast. Good night.
Good night, James.